Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1. A few people commenting about my trainers on last night's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now on ITV2. They were actually green and white and not pink as they did appear on the TV.
Now, hang on a minute. How does that work? How does green and white appear pink?
Because of the lighting. There was, like, lighting underneath. Then these are not the ones.
All right, okay.
There's lighting underneath, a blue light, which made them look a weird kind of pinky colour, but they're actually green and white. You saw the ones I was wearing yesterday. They weren't pink.
I didn't get past your jacket yesterday. I had no idea what your trainers are. So you had green and white trainers, but a blue light shone underneath and made them look pink.
Yeah. They did look, I mean, I've watched it back, they did look pink, but they weren't pink. And admittedly, they were a little bit tatty, and someone's saying, could you buy some new ones, please?
You've watched it back, have you?
Yeah, just
to see. You watch yourself back when you get home?
No, because on Unofficial Meals last night, they were like, he's wearing really gross pink trainers, which I wasn't.
Hang on. So when you got home after being on the telly, you logged onto the website about yourself, read the comments about your trainers, and then watched yourself back on the telly?
No, because by then they'd already had a screen grab on Unofficial Meals, so I looked at it there.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I don't really know this. Friends of me and the one that doesn't speak have, in November, they were raising money for a cancer charity by growing a moustache.
So was the Hull City manager, Phil Brown.
Yeah, a lot of people have been doing it. Just for November, or Movember, as they called it, because it was a moustache. Now, one of our friends has decided that, even though November's over and he's raised the money for charity, he likes the moustache and he wants to keep it.
Oh, no.
And that is, to me, ridiculous.
No.
I know.
I'm not sure about that.
I know. I've told him. I was like, no, seriously, shave it off.
Is it like a... Is he done it in a comedy way? Like a curly one or a long one?
No. It's just a proper moustache.
Just a normal, like, Ian Beale moustache.
Yeah.
And has it grown... Has it grown properly and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. pretty bushy by now.
Does it sometimes not? I don't really know about moustaches. Well, do you sometimes get a big gap?
Yeah, sometimes you can get a gap. Facial hair can grow in some very strange ways.
No, I'm all for people with moustaches.
Really?
Because Well...
Are you?
Good.
No, don't
I'm not.
Don't you remember, about a year ago, I went to the moustache-growing...
Oh, you did, yeah.
...thing. What was it?
I don't know. You wore
it was a meeting of all the people that have really big moustaches in the UK.
Yeah.
And some people came from Germany, and it was in a pub near where my flatmate works.
And
I put
a false moustache on, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And we didn't get rumble for at least, 20 minutes, half an hour? And
then
they're like, that's not real, is it, mate? Because my moustache fell off into my wine because the tape wasn't strong enough.
To be fair, though, the picture's still online. To be fair, your moustache doesn't look that different from any of the other people.
No, it was a good
convention.
One. It was a good prop.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that you should... I mean, it's fine if you're going to grow a really kind of big, ridiculous one if you're of a certain age, but tell me, what average, everyday bloke looks good in a moustache? I think none. Try and name me one.
Apparently, because I read something, not that I was reading a whole article on moustaches, but...
But
I
you did, were.
But I was, yeah. Apparently, Jude Law's looking quite good in the one that he...
No.
No, he still look better without it.
Even Jude Law could not pull off a moustache. No
have
way.
A go at me. I'm only saying what I read. I haven't seen him in it. He's grown it to be Sherlock Holmes, apparently.
Right. Well, that's okay if it's for a movie role.
I presume in a movie role, not in just a private murder mystery weekend that he's having.
As long as he gets it off as soon as he's finished doing that film, that's absolutely fine.
Okay.
He's doing it for a reason. He's not doing it because he wants to.
Okay,
that's
fair
different.
Enough.
I don't know anyone good
looking
with a
moustache. One person that looks good with a moustache. Let me know if you can think of anyone, 8199, because we really can't. Anybody?
No, I can't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Des Lynam. Now, there's a man that could carry a moustache.
Now, that is true, yes.
Yep.
I'll give you that.
He'd look ridiculous without his. He can carry one.
Yeah.
Earl off of My Name is Earl. Probably would look better without it, I think.
Yeah.
Beppe off EastEnders. No way.
That's not even a moustache, is
that
it?
It's like a George Michael
beard.
Mm. It was a goatee.
Like an all-rounder around
that
the mouth.
That doesn't count if it's got bits underneath as well.
No. Viper from Top Gun. Who's that? Which one's Viper?
The one with the moustache.
Right, okay. Hello.
My chap is actually long.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
That's Rory.
Hi, Rory, where are you?
I'm in Staffordshire.
How can I help?
Well, I think Brandon Flowers looks good in a moustache.
Mm,
I'm not convinced.
A lot of people are saying that, though, to be honest, Rory. But he's got rid of it now.
I think,
He, I mean, he couldn't really grow it very well. I mean, obviously, he's like, oh, I'm going to do this moustache thing now. And it kind of grew out a little bit and then just stopped.
That
and
was one that didn't grow properly.
It just didn't grow properly. It looked stupid, like a little kind of weird spot on his lip. No, not at all. He is looking hot again now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no moustache, a little bit of makeup, looks good.
Chuckle Brothers.
True, yes, wouldn't be the same, but they can carry it, yeah. Anyone else? Really not. Des Lynam and the Chuckle Brothers.
That's it.
That's it. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Right, we've come up with a list now. So we've got people that look good with a moustache, right? Hulk Hogan. Yeah, definitely Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Bleached blonde. There's no, like, goatee bit, are there? That's just a proper moustache. Mm-hmm. Full-on, like, hairy, big, bushy moustache.
Yeah.
Chuckle Brothers, Des Lynam, and Ron Burgundy. Apart from that, nobody else.
Merv Hughes, I'll throw in.
Who's that?
And Merv Hughes and David Boone, who are Australian cricketers.
All right, OK. And one more. What's his name? Magnum.
Right,
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Really good with a moustache.
What I was wondering was, you know you've got a bit of stubble mark.
Yeah.
When you grow it a little bit longer, like if you don't shave for a while, when you shave, do you shave these side bits first and then leave a moustache and then like go, huh, do you dare me to have this?
No, I
don't. Because in my experience, men do that quite a lot. Like when they shave and then they like shave it down to a stupid moustache and then like...
No, I always take that bit off first.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never tried to leave myself
with big sort of sideboard chop things.
Beautiful. I've never tried to grow the tash.
No?
Never, no. Which one off of Laurel and Hardy had the moustache? Because he pulled it off. Was it Laurel?
No, it was Hardy, wasn't
Hardy,
it?
Hardy, I don't know. That's another suggestion that's coming in quite a lot. Oh, yeah, quite a lot of people say Merv Hughes as well, definitely.
You have to have a moustache and a beard to make it look good.
Yes.
I think.
Isn't that just a beard?
Yeah. Lone moustaches, only a few people can pull off.
What about lone beards with no moustache?
Oh, no.
Is that more of a no-no?
Yes. Radio 1 Podcasts. You're probably doing your Christmas shopping or you're starting to think about it. I haven't done anything yet. But you're thinking, well, it's the credit crunch. I've got loads of presents to buy. Well, that's how we can help out. Here in the economic turndown on Becky's Classifieds.
The economic turndown?
I got that off Sky News.
Have you been watching Working Lunch again?
I watched a bit of Sky News earlier, and you're right, it is downturn.
Were you watching it in the mirror?
Yes, I was. So it's the credit crunch show. Time for Becky's Classifieds. We're here to help you with your Christmas presents this year with some actual bargains that are available right now on an internet near you.
These are really good ones this week. I've gone for unusual Christmas presents to start off.
Excellent. I like unusual Christmas presents. I always try and get them for my friends and family because...
Well, just ones that no one else is going to get. There's nothing worse than a double up, is there?
Exactly. Okay, let's go.
Barrister's wig. £750.
Oh, that's really cheap,
well,
Becky.
Quite expensive, but I was, you know... It's Christmas, and I just thought no one else is going to get it for them, are they?
Yeah, but who's going to spend that on a Christmas present? It's the credit crunch. I just built it up as being bargains on Becky's Classifieds.
Well, these few are quite expensive, but at least you'll be the only one that buys it for them.
Probably late Victorian, together with wig tin.
So you get a tin as well for the price?
A gavel.
And what's that?
Right, that's if you're a judge.
Oh.
This is for a barrister, isn't it? I think that's quite cheap, though, for a barrister's wig.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
There's a lot of detail on them, isn't it?
When would you wear it, please?
In court.
Right.
If you were a barrister.
Are you allowed to wear them in other places? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Does nobody play barristers at home?
Well, like, I've never seen anyone at a fancy dress party as a barrister.
How does this game work, Scott?
Oh, no one play that at home? It's a kind of step up from doctors and nurses when you're a kid. No?
So at your flat you play barristers and judges?
Oh. I used to play libraries when I was little. Shows how geeky I was. I used to swipe the bit with my end of my dad's headphones. Swipe the barcode. I quite liked it.
Oh, anyway. You played libraries.
Yeah.
You've gone so red.
Okay, a bit expensive that wig. Let's move on.
Lighthouse beacon, £1,900.
Now, I'm thinking if a few of us chip in... This isn't going to be all that expensive. And who else has got a lighthouse beacon? Have you got one?
No, I haven't.
Nope, see?
Don't you need a lighthouse, though?
No, not necessarily.
Is it the light off the top of a lighthouse?
Mm-hmm.
Right. When would you use that, please?
I don't know.
Isn't that a bit bright as well?
Well, it's a bit dark in the winter, isn't it? It's getting, like, dark at 4 o'clock now.
Yeah, but, like, imagine you invite someone back to your house. I'll just come in, my darling. Just put a little bit of lighting on here. Ah! I'm blinded! It's not like a bedside reading lamp, is it?
No, because it would flash. It would keep going round, so you'd, like, miss a few pages every now and then.
It stands 72 inches and 36 inches across. It weighs 500 kilograms.
Quite heavy, admittedly, but I'm sure if a few of us went to pick it up...
I couldn't fit that in my house.
Well, you could.
You could, but it would take up... It would be the main feature of the room. It would be a focal point.
It could replace that bowl of out-of-date sweets you've got.
Yeah.
The flasher that comes with it is not the original one, but it's the same flasher as the one that would have originally been used with the light.
So they provide a flasher as well?
Mm.
Wow.
All the copper and brass work are in very good condition. The outside glass panels have been replaced and therefore have no cracks or scratches.
I'm sorry, Becky, that's far too expensive for people at the moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, have you got anything cheaper?
Yeah.
Okay. Scented mince pie candles. £145.
Oh, God, that sounds disgusting.
I really, really, really want these for Christmas, but they're £145.
It's candles that smell of mince pies?
Yeah.
That is horrible.
But if you listen to the next bit, I might have come, you know, we can come to some sort of arrangement.
96 pairs of scented mince pie candles. Good enough to eat. Fantastic for Christmas.
You wouldn't eat a candle, though.
Don't eat candles.
All I need now is to find 95 friends who want to pay £1.50 each for a mince pie scented candle, and I can buy these and we can all be happy.
Will they not be a little bit overpowering? Has anyone else tried before? You know the little air fresheners that you get? And you can get seasonal ones.
Oh, I love them.
You can get winter ones.
The Christmas one smells amazing.
Now, I've tried one of those in my hallway.
Mm.
I went from like a lemon scent to a recent winter one, which kind of smells of... I don't know what it is. It just smells of winter, doesn't
it? That's quite a drastic change. I would have maybe gone for a linen in between.
No, it's not. It's not nice at all. It doesn't smell nice.
I hate the smell of air fresheners and scented candles
and
stuff.
Do you prefer potpourri?
No. All of that just makes... Oh, you know.
Would a mince pie candle not be a little bit overpowering?
I don't like mince pies either. I'd rather sort of keep my bathroom smelling au naturel.
It's like, you know, when you're in a shopping centre and there's always one shop that absolutely reeks as you walk past.
Mm. I used to live by one of them.
Oh, and they just—they're the ones that sell those like bath bombs and scented candles and soaps and stuff. Disgusting. And you walk past, it's like, how do people actually work in them?
It's a girl thing, isn't it? Girls love all that. I don't wish to be sexist on
is
this,
it like
but
smokers?
Girls do like all of
it's
these
like
kind of things.
If you spend time with smokers, if you work in one of those shops, do you go home just smelling like that? Because that would be unpleasant.
Oh, I quite like it myself.
No, it's overpowering.
It's a girl thing.
It is a girl thing.
Next.
Lots of various things for sale. £1.
Okay,
now,
that's more like it.
This is an absolute bargain. So these things are £1. See what
abdominal
he's got.
Exercise frame. Air conditioner. Lots of working alarm clocks.
Good.
Antique glass windows. Baby bottle sterilizer. Bathroom wall cabinet. 4 bikes of varying size. 2 adult bikes and 2 children's bikes.
What?
Electronic sewing machine.
All for £1.
Books. Cartridges. Chairs. Computer chairs. Guitars. Jones knitting machine. Lawnmower. Polo shirts. Shredders. TVs. Vacuum cleaners. Video cassettes. And roughly 60 rolls of wallpaper. They're ideal
cuddly
for home redecoration.
Wow.
Has this been posted by a burglar?
I don't know. It didn't say.
But
I thought after all the other expenses...
Is that all that for £1 or each one for £1?
Well, it didn't say, so even if it isn't all that for £1...
I was going to say...
TVs, even if each item is £1 each, that's still only like 30 quid.
Abdominable exercise.
Those abdominable exercise things are not cheap anyway. Okay, well, maybe I'll look into that one for you.
Mm.
Would you like me, because it's coming up for Christmas, and we're actually doing, me and Becky are doing the Christmas Day show together, would you like me to buy one of your classifieds for you for your Christmas present?
Are you serious?
Yeah, which one would you like?
Can I have the lighthouse light, please?
No.
No, I was thinking, I think he was thinking one of the ones that cost a quid.
I was thinking one of the bargains.
Yeah.
That's what the feature's generally all about.
Although you did say anything,
yeah,
so.
You did just say any. God, if I'd known that before I found them, I would have put, like, a car, a house in. Why couldn't you have told me earlier this afternoon?
So you're settling for the lighthouse beacon?
Yes, please. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. 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 A few people willing to chip in for the Scented mince pie candles on 81199. Okay, I'll let Vic, who? Vicky?
Vicky?
I'll let Becky know. Angela in Glasgow.
Surely, a lot of people are saying, surely you could just put a mince pie in the microwave and you'll get the same effect.
Andrew in Glasgow says, those shops do make you smell. You know there's always one in one shopping centre and one high street that just reeks of, like, smelly stuff, soap stuff. Her boyfriend used to work in one. He used to smell like it 24/7, even when he wasn't working. Because it is really, really powerful, that smell that wafts out of those shops.
It's nearly as bad as when you walk into department stores and have to go past the perfume counters.
Oh, I don't mind that so much.
Don't you?
No, that's all right. Oh, that's not as overpowering as those soap shops, those bath shops.
They are, they're worse. Perfume counters are worse.
Also, Emily in Manchester's got one of those winter air fresheners that I've got. She's just changed over. She thought she'd get a bit Christmassy. She's not liking it at all. She's really not a fan.
What does winter smell
like? Well, it's a kind of, like, a slightly spicy kind of apple smell. But as Emily says, it's just like you've got a kind of a giant Haribo in the room. It's really not very nice.
Georgia Nottingham thinks the lighthouse beacon's quite a good idea, because even though it's bulky, you will never get a ship crashing into your house.
Which is good. Podcast. Let's talk about... the fact that Becky used to play libraries when she was a bit younger. You must have played something like that, no? Doctors and nurses?
Why would I? No, not really. I just played football.
Why? I used to play banks.
Banks?
I used to, pretend I worked in a bank.
I might have played shop, I suppose.
No, banks, mine was. Kind of ironic, really, because, like, you know, because I'm no good at maths.
So what were you then?
I was just a cashier, and I remember getting really, really upset one day when Tracy Ford didn't come round one day after she said she would to be the other cashier. I was gutted. My mum was, like, having to console me for ages.
Oh.
Because she said she'd come round and play banks, and she didn't.
Was she nasty, that Tracy Ford?
No, she wasn't nasty, generally. She just was a bit flaky.
Right.
Something that I've inherited.
That's a bit mean.
From Tracy
Chappers
Ford.
Chappers is flaky as well. He's got special cream.
But,
for his hand.
In a different way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, anyway. So if you're listening, Tracy Ford, thanks so much for coming around that day. I was devastated. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Kerry in Birmingham.
Hi, Kerry in Birmingham. What are you doing?
I'm driving home from work now, but okay. I started with Becky. I played libraries too.
You played libraries?
I did, and I had a pound puppy stamp, and I used to stamp all my books.
Oh.
You did it properly.
It was very good. It was a good librarian I was.
Yeah.
What does playing libraries just involve stamping books?
I'm talking to customers.
Right, okay.
Right. What, imaginary customers?
Yeah.
Telling them to keep their voice down, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever go, shh, to yourself?
No, I'm allowed to talk because I'm the librarian.
Oh, I see, of course. Yeah, different rules for you, isn't it?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Let's do it.
Oh. What's occurring?
As always, I've got three situations for you to play with. I want you to tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Two to Becky, nothing to you so far this week.
It's not been a good week so far.
It's not been. She's pulled it back. Okay, play along at home on 81199. Here's your first situation for Wednesday.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the Sugar Babes? They came in yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a little chat. But do you think Sugar Babes are any good at impressions?
I would say no. Especially as they all had mouthfuls of sweets all the time. I thought that might pull them off. No.
Who would be the worst one, do you think?
The worst one at impressions? Heidi.
Okay. Well, the Sugar Babes had 1 minute to pick out some names of celebrities from a little box that we gave them. My question to you is, how many would I get right?
Two.
Chappers is saying two. Becky?
Four.
Becky's saying four. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the brilliant impressions of the Sugar Babes in 1 minute.
Cool, so you want me to pick one out?
Go on.
An ace.
Okay, Amel's now picking a name out. I'm going to try and get
it. Okay, pass that on to Keisha.
Okay.
Ooh. Noah, I don't think that last performance was that good.
Shadow?
Yeah.
Shadow? I was supposed to guess. Is it Cheryl Cole?
It was Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I love London.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Okay, Keisha.
Well, you know... You know, just, but
No one's better than Westlife.
Louis Walsh. Heidi.
No way.
Mini kebabs and prawns.
Is it Carrie Katona?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Keisha.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
What? I don't know who it is.
Don't you?
No. Is it Rachel off X Factor?
No.
Is it... Who is it?
Come on.
Have you any idea who that is at all? You won't ever guess.
I thought it might have been Frank Bruno.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
Bearing in mind, this was a Louis Walsh impression.
Really, no. You know, just... But no one's better than Westlife.
Quite hard to get.
It was weak, was a Louis Walsh.
Everyone... Yeah. Make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
No idea.
What's the curtain?
I'll tell you in a bit. Keisha was by far the worst.
So how many did you get then?
I got four, which means...
Now, did you really, though? Because I thought the first one they really got for you.
Yeah, but I knew that anyway. I knew it. So four, which means Becky gets the point. Next one... You know how to look good naked with Gok 1?
I know of it, yeah? Yes.
Well, on last night's edition, he likes to say girl a lot, the word girl. Or my girl Becky. Have you never watched the show, Chappers?
I've never watched it, no.
All right. Here's my question to you. On last night's How to Look Good Naked, how many times did Gok say the word girl?
10.
Ten.
Why are you pulling because, that face, Becky?
Yeah, you have never seen it. At least 20.
All right, so Chappers are saying 10.
It's an hour long, Chappers. Do you want to change your guess?
No. But I don't think you should criticise me for because I didn't
criticise you.
It was the face you put.
So 20 for Becky. Chappers says 10. Let's go.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Gok on last night's show, girl.
Been a good girl and is looking after herself much better. Dull girl. Curvy girl Helen. Slim hipped girls. I've split my girl. Watch my girl work that runway.
Girl of the moment.
My girl Helen.
Girlfriend. Go girl.
My girl Helen.
Our girl Helen.
My girl's been running her own business. My girl Helen. Girlfriend.
And girlfriend's done some shopping, hasn't she?
So come on then, girl. Tell me.
Good girl.
My girl. And I'm back to check up on my girl. My girls.
Is we've lined our girls up.
Well done, girls.
But you know what, girls? Do you think the clothing that my girl's wearing right now, do you think you can really tell what body shape she is?
Allows a girl to flash a bit of flesh. Athletic girls. Hair-shaped girls.
What the hell is going on, girlfriend?
29 times in last night's edition of How to Look Good Naked, right. Gok 1 said, girl. Another point for Becky.
Oh! What's the
curtain? Now, you see, if you'd asked how many shots Arsenal had on goal against Burnley last night in the Carling Cup, that would have been a bit of a more fair question.
Not
three.
For Becky.
Three?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
God.
How many was it then?
Oh, it must have been at least 15. God, Becky.
Okay, here's our last one. And it's time for our hard-hitting panorama-style question of the day. Where we hit the streets of Britain asking the questions that really matter. Ian is asking today's question, who's working on the show.
Can I have a guess what the question might be?
No.
Oh, all right. I thought it might be, did I get this jumper for Christmas?
Oh. Oh, don't be horrible about Ian's jumper.
He's got a lovely jumper on. It's red and green stripes.
Here is Ian with today's hard-hitting question.
This is Panorama.
Think of anyone famous who looks good with a moustache?
I like the way he asked the question.
Yeah.
So we are 16 people on the streets of Great Britain. Can you think of anyone that looks good with a moustache? Who was the most popular answer?
Tom Selleck.
off of Magnum.
Mm-hmm. And Friends.
And Friends.
And Three Men and a Baby.
And yeah.
Was
that.
He in the Little Lady one as well?
Don't know.
You're asking the wrong people.
Who do you think they said?
Who else did we say? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Well, there is no one else apart from Selleck, is there?
That's fine. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
We asked the people of Great Britain which celebrity looks best with a moustache or good with a moustache.
This is Panorama.
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good with a moustache?
Let's find out.
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good with a moustache?
Tom Selleck.
Oh, yes, Tom Selleck.
Woohoo! Brandon Flowers, maybe?
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good wearing a moustache?
The 118 people.
Freddie Mercury.
Will Farrell definitely looks good with a moustache. I love moustaches and men with moustaches.
Nice. The guy from My Name Is Earl, right? He is hot with a moustache.
You might, really?
I don't think it would work if he didn't have a moustache. The reality is that the guy from My Name Is Earl is Earl because of the moustache.
Name someone who looks good with a moustache.
Hulk Hogan. Got a fantastic handlebar moustache.
Good with a moustache. Probably that's Simon. That's in, what's that celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
I don't think no one looks good with a moustache.
No, I don't. I think it's the most unattractive thing on a man ever.
Tom Selleck. It's a good bushy moustache.
Tom Selleck. He's a good looking old man with a moustache, isn't he? Definitely, he's got that little moustache comb.
Can you think of any famous people who look good with a moustache?
Tom Selleck.
My uncle Ken, he looks cool with a moustache.
Tom Jones.
With a moustache.
Has he got a moustache?
He's got a beard.
Oh, he's got a beard. All right, don't worry.
Tom Selleck was the most popular answer, but Becky still wins today's What's Occurring. 1 point to you, it's Becky. 2-1 today to you, Becky. Yay. Let's go back to Keisha's mystery impression. Yeah. She's so good, off the Sugar Babes. Some people have been guessing, Kirsty in Glasgow, is it Bill Nighy off of Love Actually? I think Keisha was impersonating Cliff Richard from Lee Thompson in Great Yarmouth. Was it Tom Jones, Scott, from Simon in Cardiff? Katy Perry guesses somebody else. This is her impression.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
I cut out lots of other stuff that she said. But any idea?
Still think it's Frank Bruno.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
That's right, the answer was Chris Moyles. You would have never have got that, would you, I don't think?
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, some more of Becky's classifieds. If you are a bit short of cash at the moment and you're looking to beat the credit crunch, ooh, have we got some bargains for you. Now, earlier, what I said was that I would buy Becky one of the classifieds of her choice for her Christmas present this year, because me and Becky are going to be spending Christmas morning together. So, So, on air, whatever she wants, I said she can have classified of her choice. And this is the one you seem to have chosen.
Lighthouse Beacon, £1,900.
Now, are you just doing that because that's the most expensive classified we've ever had?
No, because if you'd actually told me you were going to buy me a classified, I'd have put in a much more expensive one.
She has
but
a problem.
That's the best of a bad bunch.
And you have a problem with ships around your way, don't you?
Yeah.
What, crashing into your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really
bad. It stands 72 inches and 36 inches across. It weighs 500 kilograms.
No, I'm sorry, you ain't going to fit that into your small flat.
I don't, it's helping the community, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, where are you going to put it?
In the lounge. You already said you didn't
think
it would
window,
work well
I
in the bedroom.
Imagine.
Not in the bedroom, no. It's too bright.
The flasher that comes with it is not the original one, but it's the same flasher as the one that would have originally been used with the light.
So you want me to present this to you live on air on Christmas Day on Radio 1?
Yes, please.
All the copper and brass work are in very good condition. The outside glass panels have been replaced and therefore have no cracks or scratches.
If you could just polish it up a bit as well, that would be nice.
Does he have to wrap it?
Oh, yeah.
God, this is going to cost me loads.
It's going to cost you £1,900.
Yeah, plus wrapping paper. That's big.
You can always get them on 3 for 2.
Yeah, but it'll be that cheap stuff where it'll break every time I put it over the bit.
So it'll probably cost you £1,902. And you're quibbling about the £2 bit.
You paid.
All I'm saying is there's a credit crunch on, yeah.
Yeah, you did pay.
Yeah, you paid $1,500 for wing.
Yeah, but I got something out of that.
You can come round and see my life.
What? So what? You only give presents so you can get something out of it?
I gave a performance at Maidstone for Radio 1's Big Weekend. That's what I got out of it.
Well, you can come and see my light and I'll sing for you. Is that good enough?
I'm not agreeing to anything
oh,
right
come
now.
Come on, you've been on so many ITV2 shows over the past couple of weeks. You must
Look,
be able to
tonight
afford
you're
that
doing,
right
Tonight you're doing the lottery. Lottery equals one lamp.
No, it doesn't.
It equals two lamps.
All right, let's move on.
I'm going to have the whole lighthouse by the end of tonight's balls.
Here are some more classifieds now.
Money detector. £30.
What's this?
Find out.
This machine enables you to check that the money is real. Only £30.
Oh.
That's quite good. I think it's just what they use in shops and stuff.
What? It's a person who holds it up to the light.
You get an actual
that
person
would be
for £30.
So good.
They just follow you around all the time. Any note you
Actually,
get.
Actually, yep. I don't think if I've got my big lighthouse light, I don't think I'll need a special money detector light, will I? Because I can just hold up all my notes to the.
Yeah.
I don't really get any notes anyway, so. Just coins.
Next.
Problems with teenagers? The answer is here. £10.
Right.
Now, I think this will solve a lot of parents' problems.
A great new book. Teenagers. Their care and maintenance in captivity.
Eh?
What?
Buy direct. It's full of ideas and exercises to help you develop your skills.
Just made me wonder what it was about, really.
It's a tenner.
I think it might mean, like, take them to the zoo and leave them there.
In captivity?
Yeah. Sounds very strange, anyway.
Is that one of those rubbish books that you only buy at Christmas? Problems with teenagers. One, you know the ones on the checkout in the bookshop? Oh, I'll get that for whoever. Yeah. I don't really want that, thanks.
Still looks like
still
the light,
the
then.
Mm-hmm.
I accept check or PayPal.
PayPal. Radio
1. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, I seem to have agreed to buy Becky the classified of her choice, which is a lighthouse beacon. Becky, it weighs half a ton. We're not going to get that upstairs.
Well, I can have it downstairs.
It's still half a ton. That's going to be forklift cost as well.
No.
Get a man with a van.
Yeah.
Half a ton?
Yeah, that's only like, if a person's sick, that's only about 10 people's worth, isn't it?
Someone says you could put it on top of your house if you've had a drink and find your way home.
That's a really good
that
idea.
That is quite good, actually. Can we share it?
You like move it between houses every other week?
Well, I just think that, like, for that cost.
Well, you're asking to move in.
You'll either find your way home or fall off a cliff. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Me and the one that doesn't speak were just talking about this, which is hard because he doesn't speak.
Right. So he was miming and you were talking.
Yeah. Have you seen that ad on TV? It's on quite a lot, which goes, remember when you said girls had fleas? Remember when you said you'd never get a mobile or a computer? Remember when you said you'd never love somebody else? And remember when you said you'd never cut your hair or have kids? And remember when you said, I'll never get a Renault? Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
Now, I don't ever recall saying, I'm never getting a Renault.
Have you? You've said all the others, have you?
Well, quite a few of the others, yeah. But has anyone ever said that, unless they really hate the French? I'm never getting a Renault. I don't remember saying that. Does anyone else remember saying that?
How can you say that with Papa and Nicole?
Who?
They were well good.
Who were they?
They were in the advert. Oh, you don't watch telly, do you?
I do a bit.
Nicole was slightly better than Papa.
Radio 1. You might think so.
What? What? I apologise. I didn't mean to offend you, Scott. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcast. Captain Ashworth's been on saying, can you imagine getting into a cab and saying, to the lighthouse, dear fellow, let's go. Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Maybe it's worth buying just for that. If you missed this, I said that I would buy Becky one of her classifieds of her choice, and she seems to have gone for a lighthouse beacon, which she says she's going to put in her flat, even though it does weigh half a ton. It's really probably quite bright.
Do you call all your taxi drivers dear fellow?
No, that was off the text. It wasn't me. Nicole was hot off of the Renault ads.
She was.
Tim in Hart says Scott Mills and Papa from the Renault ads. Showbiz couple of 2009? Question mark. Nah, they stopped those adverts in 1998. He must be knocking on a bit by now. He was really orange, though, wasn't he?
He was quite orange.
Makes me look really pale. Also, have you noticed every ad break now is perfume adverts on the TV? Oh, some bloke whispering in a French accent. But why are they always in black and white as well?
They are always in black and white.
Every flipping ad break. Does it make you want to buy them?
No.
Well, does it?
Does it? I always see one with Beyonce at the moment.
Yeah, a lot.
It's more sophisticated in black and white, isn't it?
And there's another one. There's a male one with a film actor who I'm sure I should know who he is, but I don't.
Josh Hartnett.
That's the one.
It's always on after that Beyonce one as well, isn't it?
Yeah, those are the two all the time.
Mind you, if he's advertising it. Yeah. It's nearly quarter to seven on Radio 1.
You'd prefer if Papa was advertising it.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Then you'd be buying it.
Oh, yeah. I'd be straight out to the shops.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.